checking. OK. 如果声音太小太大的话，你举手一下，告诉我一下。
Let me know if the sound is too loud or too little.
我不晓得上次。 Checking, testing. 太大了，还可以。OK，好。 OK， 不晓得上次一个月前我在这边讲到的时候，不晓得有谁在这边。
I'm not sure how many of you guys were here last month when I preached.
不用担心，我不是在考试，所以。It's
OK, I'm not giving a test.
OK， 好，我们先作为祷告开始。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
你就是那位爱我们的神。
You are the God who loves us.
你在十字架上为我们钉死。
You died for us on the cross.
在我们还没认识你的时候，你已经显出你对我们的爱。
You showed us your love before we even get to know you.
主，今天早上我们要继续看 这个信靠以后，我们怎么样做一个顺服的人生。
Lord, this morning we're going to study how we can obey your orders after we put our trust in you.
求你的灵帮助我们。
May your spirit help us.
愿我们在当中每一个人都是有这个心智，就是过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
May each and every one of us make our mind to live a life that pleases you.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
OK, 好。 只是我自己其实也是前一个礼拜在看的时候才
Actually, even for me, I kind of reviewed and revisit what I preached last week.
不好意思，我先准备一下。OK， 好，我想这一次我分享讲到之前，我先复习一下上一次我讲到的内容。
And I think before I carry on, I should kind of give you guys a revisit as well to what I have preached a month ago.
上次我们讲到说，我们亚当的叛逆，我们众人都成为罪人。
Last time we talked about how we were made sinners because of the one sinner Adam.
但是也因为耶稣基督的顺服，我们照样成为义人。
And then through Jesus Christ's obedience, we are made righteous.
跟着我上次讲到说。 当我们信主的时候，可能我们都有听到这个四个属灵的定律。
I also shared the four spiritual laws that we may have heard when we became believers.
只是这个属灵定律很多种的这个版本。
There are many versions of that.
有这个全是英文的。
There are the all English version.
有中文的。
There are Chinese translations.
但是无论是哪一个版本。
No matter which version you use,
他最后都会讲到说，当我们还没有信主之前，我们的中心点，我们自己的中心点。
It talks about how we lived a life without Christ, with ourselves being in the center before knowing Christ.
耶稣是在我们的生命以外的。
And Christ is out of our life.
但是当我们信了耶稣以后，
And after we believe in Christ.
我们人生的宝座
We give our, the throne of our lives
就让耶稣坐在当中
To Christ
但是很多时候我们知道我们都不是这样子的
And we know that a lot of times we don't live like that
但是当这个属灵定律讲到最后的时候
However, at the end of the four spiritual laws
就是说当我们愿意把我们的生命 让神做我们的王的时候
When we are willing to entrust our lives to Christ,
我们的生命就有这个，有一个很，就是安排很好的生命。
We should have this wonderful life.
在这个以斯结书里面
，In the book of Ezekiel,
他讲到有一个新约。
It talks about a new covenant.
他说这个新约就是。 神把这个新的心、新的灵放在我们里面。
It talks about how God will give us a new heart and a new spirit.
在这个新灵里面的时候，我们是应该有一个顺服神的心在里面的。
And with this new heart, we will be obedient to God.
这个救恩也是把我们带回到神创造我们时候的开始的光景。
the salvation will restore us to the status where God first created us.
啊，他这个新约里面。
In this new covenant.
啊，我们的生命应该是很自然的顺服神。
We should live a life that naturally follows God.
啊，在这个啊，耶利米书我是没有啊印出来的。
In the book of Jeremiah.
他讲得很清楚。
It says very clearly.
啊，第三十四节里面所讲的。
In chapter 31, verse 34.
他说。他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说你该认识耶和华因为他们从最小的到至大的都不认识我、
It says they will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother saying know God for they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them、
此时这边就是讲说当我们进入这个新约里面我们有这个新心这个心灵
When we enter this new covenant and having this new heart and new spirit,
啊，我们每一个人心里面应该都有一个盼望，有一个想望，就是要顺从神。
We shall all have this new hope and new desire to follow God.
啊，无论我们可以做出来做不出来，但是我们还是有这个盼望。
No matter if we can actually act upon that belief, we should have this hope.
啊。所以在我们当中每一个信徒如果我们相信主以后
So for every believer among us after we entrust our lives to Christ
如果你有真实这个信仰
If you have a true belief in you
啊，你应该会带领我们到这个顺服这个心里面
It will lead us to an obedient heart
啊，我是讲到真实信仰这个信这个问题
So when we talk about the faith in a true believer,
啊，在圣经里面，通常比如说在约翰福音三章十六节里面所讲的。
In the Bible, for example, in John chapter 3, verse 16.
啊，我们信耶稣的得到永生。
We trust Christ, and we will have this eternal life.
啊，在中文，无论是中文、英文圣经，通常我们都用凡信他的不至灭亡，反的永是用信他的。
In whatever translation you use, you usually use a word of trust or belief. Believe.
Yeah, 中文英文都是用相信还是 believe 这个字。
Yeah, sorry. They both use believe.
但是原文相信这个字里面。
But in the original scripture, in that word.
是它是有这个信靠跟依靠的这个意思在里面的。
It's not just believe, but also trust in and rely on.
这是说不单只是说你。头脑上认识耶稣基督
So it's not about you know Christ as a concept in mind
不单只是说好我查考过以后好像看课本一样我就知道他存在了
It's not know his existence like getting a knowledge from a textbook
但是这个意思是说你相信就是说你身只是要依靠他真的是信靠他的
But here to believe means that you actually trust him and rely him
当你有这种真实的相信的时候
When you have this true belief
你这个顺从这个心自然就会出来的
You will naturally have this obedient heart
啊，两个月前 Sam Chow 长老在我们当中
A couple months ago Elder Sam Chow was with us
啊，他跟我们讨论到这个信心这个题目
He also talked about faith
啊，他是引用希伯来书十一章里面这个信心的篇章来跟我们分享。
And he shared from Hebrews chapter 11.
在这个里面，我们今天也在想在里面看两个不同的人物。
And we want to talk about two different characters in that passage.
啊，我想我们读经，现在我们只读中文好，英文的弟兄姐妹，请你们跟着看就好了。
Yeah, we will only be reading out the scripture in Chinese and English speakers, please just follow the slides.
啊，希伯来书十一章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟。跟着第八节所讲的，亚伯拉罕因着信，蒙召的时候就遵命出去。往将来要到伟业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往那里去。
And also verse 8.
所以这边讲很清楚，当我们看到挪亚跟亚伯拉罕他们信靠神，就带到他们有一个顺服的这个举动。
So it's shown very clearly here that when Noah and Abraham put their faith in God, they naturally acted upon that.
所以人信心是一个很抽象的一个概念。
We may think that belief or faith is such an abstract concept.
但是我们可以看到这个信心信靠所产生出来的一种行动。
But we can see this act of faith is very tangible.
就好像这边第七节讲到挪亚他因为相信神。
Just like in verse 7 here, because Noah believed God,
他的预备了一只方舟。
He prepared an ark.
这个预备就是一个行动。
The word prepare is an act.
而且是一个顺服的行动。
And it's an act of faith.
跟着亚伯拉罕。
And also for Abraham.
他因着信的时候。
By faith.
他的遵命出去。
He went out to a place.
他遵命出去这个举动也已经是一个顺服的举动。
And this going out as an act is also an act of obedience.
啊，亚伯拉罕被称为这个信心之父，只是也不自羞耻的，羞愧的，这是。
So Abraham didn't get called the father of faith for no reason.
啊，因为他出去的时候，他还不知道神要带他去哪里。
Because when he went out, he didn't know where God was leading him.
所以看他的信心是非常的强。
So that there you can see how strong of a faith he had there.
虽然我们看他们的举动好像很简单。
So we saw these simple acts.
但是在当中也看到他们的顺从。
But we also see the obedient heart within those acts.
所以我就可以看一下我们自己。
And then let's take a look at ourselves.
当我们成为基督徒之后。
After becoming believers,
我们有没有去行出还是走上这一条顺服的道路
？Did we walk on this path of faith？
啊，在我昨天在准备这个讲道的时候
，When I was preparing for this sermon yesterday，
啊，我想起一些很久以前发生的事情。
It reminded me of things that happened a long time ago。
啊，可能。到我们这个年纪的慢慢都会常常会想到想当年啊什么怀缅过去啊这些东西慢慢跑出来了
Maybe it's a common thing of people of my age
Okay, so always think of the past
Yeah, we always think of the past
所以昨天我突然间还想说几十年前发生很多的事情
So I thought about things that happened tens of years ago
但是那几十年前发生的事情只是我回想的时候
But when I remember those things,
只是那个是帮助我自己这个信靠的这个顺服的道路，一直到现在。
I saw how those events in my life helped me, on this path of trust and obey, until today.
所以昨天我就跑去我这种这个怎么讲封啊这个啊 photo album 是
叫相册。
相片簿，
然
后想现在年轻一代可能不晓得什么是 photo album， 或者相片簿， oh. 可能不是。
So I flipped through my physical photo album yesterday.
啊，所以找出一张很旧很旧的这个照片。
And I found a very old photo.
看你们找不找到我在哪里。
You should try to see if you can see which one was me.
没关系，太小了，可能看不清楚。
It's probably too small.
啊，这个的话就是。70年代到80年代，我在英国念书的时候，这个照片。
So it was a picture in the 80s when I was studying, in this place.
啊，它这个地方叫 Rugby.
It's called Rugby.
啊，如果你也打这个英国的那个篮球，英式篮球的话，就是这个名字。
Oh, so it's a sport.
Yeah, Rugby 就是一个，就是那个这个地方开始的。
Oh, and that sport actually started there.
啊，那个年代，在现在我们说的70年代底80年代初的时候，在英国基督徒团体不多。
So in the 70s and 80s, there weren't many Christian fellowship in UK.
啊，当时我信主才不到一年。
And it was just less than a year after I became a believer.
啊，我其实去的时候，我那个信心还不是很稳定。
And I didn't have a strong faith at that time.
啊，那所以我想说啊，到英国就好了，就不去去聚会了。
And I thought to myself that okay, when I get to UK, I probably won't be going to fellowships.
因为十几二十岁年轻人每一个礼拜去聚会，有的时候就很好，他很辛苦。
Because for a person who's in his twenties, it's a very granular work to go to fellowship every week.
啊，我记得我第一天到这个地方的时候。
I remember the first day I arrived there.
神就好像特别安排了一个弟兄碰到我们。
It felt like God has had arranged me to meet with this brother.
因为这个地方是很小，这个城市。
Because it was a tiny city.
啊，不像说伦敦啊啊这个地方。
It's not like London or other big cities.
但是，所以碰到这个弟兄，我也觉得很奇怪，说哎，神是不是特别安排
？So I was really surprised to meet this brother. I thought if that could be one of God's special arrangements.
那后来跟他们分享的时候
，And when I shared with them，
啊，他们这个团契是我到之前半年前才开始有的。
They only started this fellowship half a year ago before I arrived.
啊，那他们讲出他们当前发生什么事情
？And they shared with me what was happening back then.
啊，他们这个团契那时候里面还有一些是很多不少香港区的学生。
They had quite a few Hong Kong students in their fellowship.
啊，所以里面有些是基督徒，有些不是基督徒。
Some of them are believers, some are not.
啊，所以其实基督徒都向这些非基督徒传福音。
So the Christians preached to the non-Christians.
啊，他们就在在辩啊，在 argue 啦，很多这个就是很多这个问题在讨论。
And they had a lot of arguments and discussions about their questions.
啊，但有一次他们就讨论的不晓得是什么问题，就讨论很激烈。
And once they had a very heated debate.
跟着有一个同学，他不是基督徒。
And a student who's not a Christian.
啊，他在跟这些基督徒讲。
He said to the Christians.
他说，你们基督徒就说你们很多时候都做东西都是很按规矩的。
You said that you Christians follow the rules.
但是你知不知道你们进入住这个地方可能是非法的
？Do you know that you may be living in an illegal place to live right now？
啊，所以弟兄姐妹他们听到以后，他们就祷告。
And the brothers and sisters in the fellowship heard this and they prayed.
啊，那时候他们是考 final 之前，就是三四个礼拜前嘛，大概。
It was like 3 to 4 weeks before the final.
啊，他们祷告完以后，他们觉得为了基督徒见证，他们愿意要搬到一个合法的地方去。
And after praying, they felt that to make a good testimony to God, they decided to move to a legal place to live just before the finals.
所以他们那时候是去一个英国的教会。
They went to a British church at that time.
啊，就是。长话短说
and you know to kind of just briefly summarize the event
啊，他们在这个英国教会就找到另外一个地方
they found another place through the church
就是这个图画后面这一个 apartment 这一类的
yeah and that's apartment in this picture
啊，虽然是70年代但是这个地方住的地方是不容易的
Though it was in the 70s, it was not easy to find such a place to live.
不容易是因为他洗澡跟厕所是在外，是在你跑到这个外院再才进去一个房间，小房间的。
Because the bathroom and the restroom of that apartment is out of the building.
啊，也是英国会下雪的。
And then it snows a lot in England.
我记得我刚刚去的时候找地方，我也是住了一个礼拜。
And when I first arrived there, I stayed at that place for a week.
哦，那时是夏天。
That was in the summer.
但是那夏天比我们这边现在今天还冷。
But summer there is colder than winter here.
哦，有那个礼拜晚上要上厕所的时候。
And there was one day that I had to go to the restroom during night.
我就跑到外院再进里面这个厕所。
So I went out to the yard and then I go to the restroom.
啊，但是后来这些弟兄姐妹他们祷告以后，他们都搬到这个地方去了。
So the brothers and sisters after praying they moved to that place.
啊，当他们愿意这样这个顺服神的搬到这个地方之后。
After they decided to obey God and move to this legal place to live.
以后几年。
Several years after that.
你看到神对这个团契的祝福是很大的。
We saw a great blessing to this fellowship from God.
刚说1980年这个图画这个照片我们拍这个照片的时候。
When we took this photo in 1980s.
啊，我们就是从那边就是第一次我们有这个布道会。
We hold our first gospel
outreach evangelistic
evangelical event.
Yeah, 跟说当中是邀请不少同学啦，在当地的餐馆的很多人来参加。
We invited many students and also the workers in the local restaurants.
啊，所以看到当你学习顺服的时候
，So you can see that when you learn to be obedient.
你可以看到慢慢神的恩典一点可以临到我们。
You will see God's grace and blessing fall upon you.
很多时候我们想说，到底什么是顺服
？A lot of times we may ask, what does obedience look like?
在雅各书第一章二十二节，就是很简单的。
In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, it put us very simply.
啊，当然，圣经还有很多地方讲到基督徒怎么顺服神。
Of course, there are many other places in the Bible talks about how a Christian should obey God.
但是这边雅各告诉我们很简单的。
But James put it very simply.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺控自己。
But prove yourselves doer of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves.
就是说，你听到以后，你就去行道。
It's just simply after hearing the word, do it.
啊。我们上一次我分享讲到的时候，我也提到戴德生跟宋尚杰博士。
Last time when I preached, I talked about Hudson Taylor and Dr. Sun Jun, Johnson.
啊，在这个图画左边是戴德生。
So you can see Hudson Taylor on the left.
啊，宋尚杰博士在右手边。
And Dr. Johnson on the right.
啊，你看到戴德生他们。穿的都是这个中国人的服装。
You will see Hudson Taylor in like this Chinese clothing.
啊，就是戴德生，他所成立的那个叫做中国内地会。
The mission he founded China Inland Mission.
啊，当时候在十九世纪末二十世纪初的时候，啊，不少的宣教士到中国。
In the end of 19th century and beginning of 20th century, a lot of missionaries went into China.
啊，但是很多宣教士都是主要住在中国沿海的地方。
But a lot of them stayed in a place where it's closer to the sea.
啊，但是戴德生他年纪很轻的时候已经知道神的呼召。
But Hudson Taylor.Knew God's calling for him when he was really young.
啊，他知道神是呼召他要进到中国的里面比较内比较里面的地方，不是在沿海。
So he knew that God's will is for him to go into the inland of China.
啊，就那个时候在中国不是太多宣教士回到中国的比较里面的地方去。
Not many missionaries went there.
啊，因为是不容易的。
Because it was difficult.
啊，跟做，但是戴德生他也说的，他去到中国的地方的时候，他也要求所有参加他的宣教工作的所有宣教士都要穿当时候的中国人的服装。
And Hudson Taylor asked all the missionary who joined him to wear Chinese clothing.
啊，因为他觉得他们来是传耶稣，不是来传一个西方的文化。
Because he.Have this vision that they were supposed to preach Christ, not a Western culture.
So, 因为他的顺从
and for his obedience,
他把这个福音带到很多中国的不同地方去
He brought the gospel into many different places in China.
啊，最后他自己是死在这个长沙。
And he died in Changsha.
啊，最后他跟他太太是葬在这个江苏。
And he is, and his wife were buried in Jiangsu.
所以到现在他的坟墓也还是在江苏的地方。
And till this day, his grave is still in Jiangsu province.
啊，因为他的顺从。
And for his obedience.
已经过了一百多年了。
It has been 100 years since then.
他继续几代，应该四代五代他的儿女。
And he has fourth and fifth generations of offspring.
还是在继续他的工作。
And they are still carrying on his work.
啊，把福音是传到世界不同啊东南亚不同地方。
Spreading the gospel into different places in Southeast Asia.
跟着因为他的顺从。
And also for his obedience.
他讲了一句话。
He said this.Word.
他说假使我有千磅的阴茎中国可以全数支取假使我有千条性命却不留下一条不给中国
If I had 1,000 pounds China should have it If I had 1,000 lives China should have them
所以这个的话就是看到一个完全顺服神的人
And you can see this man completely in obedience to God
他的影响不单只在他的那一代
And hisimpact reaches beyond his own generation.
世代到以后几代都会受到影响。
But for many generations after that.
跟说几个礼拜前，如果你们还记得有一个挪威博士在我们当中。
If you remember a few weeks ago, Dr. Luo was preaching to us.
啊，你知道他讲到他妈妈是受到宋尚杰博士的影响。
And he talks about how his mom was.Influenced by Dr. Johnson.
当他妈妈忙碌一生啊，照顾家庭之后，当他儿女都长大以后
，After his mom brought up her children.
啊，从啊，这个挪威博士妈妈，她就把全世界就是奉献给神。
She devoted all her time to God.
啊，他提到这宋尚杰博士。
He mentioned that Dr. Johnson.
啊，他是在20世纪初的时候。
In the beginning of the 20th century,
啊，他是迎来美国，啊，拿到这个，学士、硕士跟博士学位。
He got a bachelor's, a master, and PhD degree in the United States.
但是后来他把这些所有地上所拿到的东西
，and he gave up all the achievements in the world.
啊，他把这些放弃，就是一生来奉献给神。
And became an evangelist for his life.
因为他影响不少人在中国。
And because he influenced a lot of people in China.
啊，我们知道这些就是神所重用的仆人。
We know that they are great servants by God, for God.
啊，他们的顺从顺服，可能我们觉得我们没办法跟他们来比较。
Maybe it's difficult for us to compare ourselves to them.
但是我们知道神是不会轻看我们每一个的无论是大还是小的顺服。
But we know that God won't look down upon us for no matter how small of an action we have.
我们的顺服可以从很小的事情开始。
So we can start with very small things.
啊，比如说啊，耶稣讲到一个比喻说，如果有一个人需要一杯水，你只要给一个小子一杯水，你们不会得不到这个赏赐。
Yeah, just like the parable that Jesus used, even if you just gave a thirsty man a cup of water, you will be rewarded for that.
所以顺从不一定需要是做很大的事情。
So obedience doesn't require huge actions.
啊，顺从可以很简单说，有旁边一个朋友他需要你为他祷告，你为他祷告。
It can be very simple, as if you have a friend who needs prayer.And you should pray for him.
啊，也可以像圣经所讲的，你与忧伤的，你与他们同哭。
Or just cry together with those who are in sorrow.
啊，喜乐的，跟他们一起喜乐。
Or to laugh with those who are in joy.
啊，所以很多时候啊，只是戴德生跟宋圣杰博士他们的啊一生的历史。
So a lot of times the history of Hudson Taylor and Dr. Johnson.
啊，其实都帮助了不少。
Helped many.
啊，很多时候，像我们都很喜欢看这些 啊，属灵伟人的一些这个传记啦，他们的啊一生的过啊怎么经历。
A lot of times we like to read their biography and their experiences.
但是很多时候我们看的时候，好像就看一部电影一样。
But a lot of times we read them like watching a movie.
啊，当你看一部电影，你就很感动。感动完几分钟以后就没感觉了。
You may be moved right after you watch the movie or reading the book, but after a short time, you forget about it.
啊，当希望我们看着这些伟人的传记的时候
，But I hope that after reading those biographies of those great servants for God,
啊，这些可以帮助我们开始我们自己的这个信靠跟顺服的这个旅程。
They can help us begin our own journey of trust and obey.
因为要经过我们自己去经历，我们才能知道神是怎么实在的。
Because it's only through our first-hand experience that we will know how real God is.
所以这样子的话，我们才能把别人的经历变成我们个人的经历。
And that's how we can make the experiences of others our own.
啊。但是我们知道顺服神是不一件不容易的事情。
But we all know that to trust and obey God is not an easy thing to do.
很多时候我们知道，当我们愿意顺服的时候，我们是要付代价的。
A lot of times when we are willing to obey, we need to pay a price.
啊，好像啊，但以理的那三个朋友一样。
It's like the three friends of Daniel.
啊，当这个啊尼布加利撒王他建了一个金像。
When the king Nebuchadnezzar built up a golden image.
如果他们不敬拜他的时候。
If they decided not to worship that idol.
他们知道他们生命会有危险。
They knew that they were putting their lives in danger.
也就像但以理也是一样。
And for Daniel himself.
在但以理书第六章第七跟第十节。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 7 and 10.
Okay, 好吗？我们一起念一下。我们念中文好，英文就不念。
Let's just read in Chinese.
立一条坚定的经历，三十日内不去何人，若在王以外，或向神，或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑中。但以理知道这经历，盖了预伞。就到自己家里，一日三次，像是跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。这边是讲到但以理，他也是经历这个决定。
And here talks about how Daniel made his decision.
啊，他知道如果他不啊向王以外的敬拜的时候，他都会被扔在这个狮子坑中。
He knew that he will be put into a lion's den if he kept worshiping God.
以前我们看这个故事好像很简单，就很快就念过去就过了。
Previously, when we read the story, we take it lightly and we just let it pass by.
但是这时候在看这一节经文的时候
，But when we read it today,
有一次特别就是给我很深的感受。
One word really moved me deeply.
他说与素常一样。
It says, as he had been doing previously.
只是这个好像只有四个字很简单。
It's just very simple words.
但是如果你把自己放在但以理的光景里面的时候
，But if you put the sentence into Daniel's time.
这个是不容易的。
It was not an easy thing to do.
如果你遇到这个困难的时候，你可不可以素常一样，我们来聚会，素常一样，我们来祷告
？When you are challenged, when you are under trials, would you be doing? Would you be praying and attending fellowships and gatherings, just like you have been doing previously?
尤其是我想，这个字特别过去几个月对我来讲也是。听到比如说国内进行这个宗教法执行以后，就很多弟兄姐妹可能受到很多的困难。
And in the past few months, we've heard that because of the new religious law that got introduced in China, the Christians in China were facing great difficulties.
我想说，如果我是在国内的时候
，I was thinking about if I am in China.
啊，我会不会像丹尼尔一样，我所侍奉神的、敬拜神的与素常一样
？Would I be able to do what Daniel did, worshiping God as he had been doing previously?
啊，我们知道很多时候我们啊要顺服神的时候，我们都要做很多决定。
We know that a lot of times when we are following God, we need to make many decisions.
啊，这些决定有时候不一定说啊会影响到我们的生命。
Sometimes it may not have a huge impact on our lives.
但是如果它会影响到我们工作
，But if that decision may impact our career,
啊，影响到我们拥有的东西的时候
，or our possessions,
我们选择跟随神呢？
Would we choose to follow God?
还是我们还是跟这个世界一样，就不跟随神
？Or follow the world?
啊，所以这个决定，其实如果我们也等到怎么大决定的时候，才去训练我们信心、信靠的时候，可能比较太迟了。
If we only get to think about and getting trained on those decisions when we are facing the challenge, it might be too late.
所以，当我们在日常当中的时候，如果我们学习信靠神，学习去顺服神的时候
，But if we learn to obey God in our daily lives，
我们每一天都要操练我们对神的信靠。
We need to practice that trust and belief every day。
啊，刚才我提到这个戴德生
，Hudson Taylor， whom I just mentioned。
啊，我讲的说他。很年轻的时候就已经知道神对于他的呼召。
I mentioned that he knew God's calling for him when he was really young.
啊，在他的其中一本关于他的一生的这个书里面
，In one of his biographies，
他都提到说，啊，当他很清楚神是呼召他到中国的时候
，He talks about he said when I get out to China。
他在想说，当他到中国之后，他没有任何人他可以依靠的。
I thought to myself, I should have no claim on anyone for anything.
然后知道是十九世纪尾、二十世纪初，不像现在说有什么需要，你立刻打个电话 ，WeChat 一下就可以找到很多帮助。
So in that time, it's not like today that you can ask for help through telephones or through WeChat.
啊，但是所以戴德生他知道，当他在中国以后，他就没有任何人他可以依靠的。
That's why Hudson Taylor knew that when he go out to China, he won't be able to claim on anyone for anything.
他的唯一依靠只有在神。
And he wrote, "My only claim will be on God."
所以他只是觉得，当他离开英国之前，他要训练要自己学习到怎么样担当套。透过祷告来透过祷告跟透过神来影响其他人。
And he wrote, how important to learn before leaving England to move men through God by prayer alone.
所以他这边说他的信心不是到中国以后才慢慢训练出来的。
So you can see Hudson Taylor's faith isn't getting trained after he got to China.
而是他在日常当中他就开始训练他的这个信靠的心。
But before that, in his daily life.
啊，所以当我记得我刚刚信主的时候
，So when I first became a believer.
啊，我那时候看了也不少很多很多伟大就信心很大的基督徒一些他们的故事。
I read about many stories of those giants in faith.
啊，当然其中有很多不同的人。
And there are many different people.
但是这是其中有几。我也是对我生命的影响也蛮多的。
And here are the most influential ones for me.
啊，中间的那本就是戴德生他所关于他的一生。
And the one in the middle is Hudson Taylor.
啊，另外左手边是这个暗时之后。
And on the left
is the dark of the the queen of the dark.
Bottom left, Queen of the Dark Chamber.
啊， 现在最右手边就是送献上节他的这他的见证。
And on the right hand side is the testimony of Dr. Johnson.
啊，这些都是在二十世纪初的，啊，就是一九零零年一直到1945、1930、1940年代那时候的一些基督徒的见证。
It's like they were all made in the first three decades of the 20th century.
啊，如果你尤其是现在年轻一代的弟兄姐妹，如果刚信主的话
，So if you are new believer,
啊，非常鼓励你们去看这些书。
I strongly encourage you to read those books.
哦，发现昨天我很简单 Google 一下。
And I Googled yesterday.
好像整本书都跑出来了。
And found that you can just get the entire book for free.
但是我希望弟兄们，你们还是花钱去买。
But I still hope that you will actually purchase that, them.
Yeah, 因为我觉得基督徒我们应该就是当然是免费是好，但是我们还是要尽我们基督徒应该有的这个本分。
Because as Christians, though it's great to enjoy the free text, it's also good to do what's right.
Yeah, 因为这些基督徒的见证是只是从我刚信主起。影响到我现在，可以说。
Because the testimonies of Christians doing what's right have a strong impact for me until now.
啊，就像最左手边这个按时之后。
Like in the book of Queen of the Dark Chamber.
啊，这个是蔡淑娟女士所写的。
It's written by 淑娟蔡。
Christian Anna 蔡。
Oh, sorry, Christian
Anna.
Oh, sorry.Christiana Tsai.
Yeah, 他其实是在一九应该是1920、1930年代的时候，他是中国可以说是其中一批啊是有教育毕业的女性之一的。
She was the first like one of the first
generation of educated.
First generation of educated women.
Yeah, 但是她拿到学位以后
But after getting her degree,
她原本是很多，你可以想象，到二十世纪初，一个女性拿到这个学位以后，其实她的前途是可从人观点看是怎么讲是无可限量的，是不是可以说就是说机会是多的，你可以选你去哪里就可以的。
If you can imagine, at that time, if you are among the first women getting a degree, you could have a great future, a limited future.
啊，但是他知道神对的呼召，并不是说去寻求世上这物质的东西。
But Christiana knew that God's calling for her is not to pursue the worldly things.
啊，他愿意放弃这些东西。
She was willing to give up those things.
啊，她回到，她好像是从南京，她是南京人，好像是。
And to return back to Nanjing where she was born.
啊，她回去，她说她家很多还没有信耶稣。
Because she knew that many people in her family didn't believe in Christ.
所以她就愿意放弃这些世上的东西，她的回家，把福音传给他们家人。
So she was willing to give up those worldly achievements to go back home and spread gospel among her family.
啊，所以这本书就是讲到她从还没有信主到信主，到最后全家信主，在最后来美国整个的经历。
And the book talks about how she started with as a non-believer and then became a Christian, and then her entire family become Christians and. How she moved to the United States.
啊，当我说她全家人不像说我们现在是爸妈儿女，就是一家六七个人，不是这么小的一家人。
And when I talk about her family, it's not like our family today. It's just like you know you and your parents and my great parents. It's like 6 to 7 people.
啊，其实那个时候，是一个大的一个。很大的家庭，在家里面可能他的叔叔啦，他的家人亲戚可能几家人住在一起的，不是只有一家人。
So at that time, it was people lived together as like way larger families with all the uncles and aunties.
啊，所以 这个病书就讲到她的一生的这个见证。
And that book talks about her, life as a testimony.
啊，所以我希望盼望弟兄姐妹，如果你没有看过他们的这个自这是啊故事的话，希望你们真的可以花时间去看。
So I really hope that if you haven't read their stories, that you would read them.
啊，就像圣经所讲的。这些基督徒他们的榜样，我们要在当中学他们的榜样。
The Bible also encourages us to follow the good examples.
好，所以刚才我是想在结束之前，我是想讲一个可以说是也不是离题啦，不过只是说，就是对这个洗礼的这个再有一个重新我有一个看法。
And before we close our service.I want to talk about and give a revisit to the baptism.
啊，可能想说这个洗礼跟这个我们讲的题目有什么关系
？You may be thinking, about how baptism would be related to what we have talked about.
Okay, 我们先看一下这边在马太福音，主耶稣所讲的话。
Let's first read what Jesus said in the book of Matthew.
啊，我们也是一起念中文好，英文我们就不念了。
We'll read in Chinese.
啊。马太福音三章十五节，耶稣回答说：“你暂时许我，因为我们你当这样尽诸般的义，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。”啊，所以只是以前我们可能对洗礼就有不同的看法。
In the past, we may have different opinions about baptism.
啊，有些教会他们觉得。你一接受耶稣做救主的时候，你第二个礼拜就有洗礼了。
Some church feel that the week after you choose to believe in Christ, you should be baptized.
啊，有些教会他们觉得你信主以后要看你没有结出这个属灵的果子以后，看你的表现好的表现呢，他们才会给你接受洗礼。
Some churches only would baptize you if you start to show fruits in your life.
啊，所以你可能几个月，可能一年、两年，你才会接受洗礼。
So you may be baptized after a year or two.
啊，有些就有想法说，啊，洗礼只是一个外表的形式而已。
And some Christians may think that baptism is just like a outward ceremony.
啊，可能觉得我等我准备好了，我感觉。想去洗礼才去洗礼。
And they would do it when they feel they're ready or they feel like they should do it.
啊，只是有一段蛮长时间，我也是这样感觉说，也对，洗礼只是一个外表的，所以你觉得还没有准备好，你就等一下好了。
And for me, for the longest time, I also thought that it's mostly just a ceremony. So if you feel like you're not ready, then it's okay. We can wait.
啊，但是这次当我准备这个。啊，信靠跟顺服这个题目的时候。
But this time when I was preparing for the sermon, trust and obey.
啊，我看到耶稣他对门徒所讲的话。
I saw what Jesus said to his disciples.
啊，给我一个新的看法。
And it gives me a new understanding.
就是说，当我们真的接受耶稣做救主的时候。
When we actually accept Jesus as our Savior.
啊。我们主耶稣他是给了我们这个命令。
Jesus gave us this command.
就是我们要去使万民做我们的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
That we shall go and make disciples of all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit.
所以我想说，如果我们真的信主之后
，So I wanted to say, if we truly believe in God.
当我们也完全明白洗礼的意义的时候
When we understand in full the meaning of baptism
啊，只是我们应该踏出我们顺服神的第一步
We need to take our first step of obedience
啊，就是我们顺服神的命令我们去洗礼
Is to obey God's command and be baptized
啊，因为我们说只是在基督徒当中最不需要洗礼的，只是应该是耶稣。
And we know that the one who needed baptism the least is Jesus Christ himself.
但是耶稣他已经为我们成为这个榜样。
But Jesus laid an example before us.
啊，他还没有出来传道之前，是他是先接受这个洗礼。
Before he went out preaching, he was baptized.
所以我想弟兄姐妹可以把这个洗礼看成是一个信主以后第一个学习顺服神的一个举动。
So, brothers and sisters, I think we can see it as the first lesson of becoming a Christian.
Yeah, 这个只是我个人的看法而已。
But that's just my own thoughts.
Yeah, 是希望弟兄姐妹，如果你们还没有接受洗礼的话，也是祷告当中。
So, brothers and sisters, if you haven't, hasn't been baptized, you can think about it.
Yeah, 所以最后在我结束之前。
And before we close.
啊，我是想用以下这两个经文跟弟兄姐妹作为最后的这个分享。
I want to share the following two verses with you guys.
啊，第一就是说啊，我们作为神的儿女。
As children of God.
啊，我们要知道怎么样是可以过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
We need to know what pleases our Father.
啊，在撒母耳记上。
In the First Samuel.
啊，15:22。
15:22.
好，我们也是用中文一起念一下。
We will read in Chinese.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话了？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。”所以，对于我们基督徒来讲
，So for us Christians,
啊，我们这个蒙福的道路，不是说我们拥有多少物质的东西。
The path of blessing is not about how many physical goods we have.
那是相反的。
On the contrary,
就是我们要顺从跟随神有多少。
It's about the degree we obey God.
啊，最后，请我们一起念这个，就是雅各书1:25。
And lastly, let's read James 1:25.
啊，我们是用中文一起念好了。
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
好，请我们做一个结束祷告。
Let's pray.
我们天上的父，都是感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
啊，你在十字架上成就了我们与神之间的一个和平。
You established peace.Between us and God by your sacrifice on the cross.
啊，给我们这个平安的福音。
So we can have this peaceful gospel.
也赐给我们这个新心跟心灵。
So we can have this new heart and new spirit.
啊，给我们这个新约。
And this new covenant.
在新约当中。
And in this new covenant.
我们知道我们的心是有一个很愿意顺服神的心。
We know that we have this heart of obedience.
已经不需要外面的这个制啊规条来规范我们。
That we don't need outward laws to regulate us.
啊，但是神已经把这个灵放在我们心里面。
But God, you put the spirit in us.
愿我们每一个人在当中。
May each and every one of us.
啊，我们都是过一个讨神的喜悦的生活。
Live a life that that pleases you.
啊，愿你的灵继续带领我们。
May your spirit lead us.
啊，尤其是为了那些刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹。
And especially for the new believers among us.
啊，在他们成长的当中。
In their personal growth.
啊，让他们真的可以更亲近神。
May them draw closer to you.
啊，更顺服你。
And be more obedient to you.
祷告是奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好啊，今天是我们这个月第一个礼拜。
And today is the first week, first gathering in this month.
啊，也是我们圣餐的时候。
And it's time for our Holy Communion.
啊，我们教会非常欢迎已经接受洗礼的弟兄姐妹一起参加这个啊，领受这个圣餐。
And we welcome all the brothers and sisters who have been baptized.To join us in partaking the Holy Communion.
啊，如果你还没有接受洗礼的话
，If you haven't been baptized,
啊，你只要把这个饼跟杯传到旁边去就可以了。
You can just pass it along.
啊，记得保罗在哥林多前书10这样讲。
And Paul wrote in the First Corinthians chapter 11.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三到二十五节。
Through 25.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
跟着在继续在二十七节直到二十九节，保罗也是给我们一个警告。
And in verse 27 through 29, Paul gave us this warning.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己审查，然后吃着饼喝着杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup.For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
所以现在我想用一点时间，我们安静我们的心，我们去准备我们的心，审查我们的心，准备我们的心来这个圣领这个圣餐。
So I want us to spend a little time to examine and prepare our heart for the Holy Communion.
十字架，唱四节，不唱副歌。All four verses without chorus。
可叹我主流出宝血，甘愿为我舍身，忍受痛苦，历尽艰辛，就。
圣餐弟兄到前面来。
Ushers, please come forward.
请我们作为祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
感谢你差遣主耶稣基督来到我们当中。
We thank you for sending Jesus Christ among us.
为我们成就的救恩。
to make this salvation for us.
啊，我们今天来到这个圣餐桌子面前。
And today, when we come at your holy communion,
啊，我们思想主耶稣为我们是流出的宝血。
And when we think about the blood he shed for us,
啊，身体为我们擘开。
And his body broken for us,
啊，为要拯救我们这些无望的罪人。
To help save our hopeless sinners.
啊，今天早上我们到你面前的时候。
This morning, when we come to you,
我们自充满一个快乐感恩的心。
We are filled with a joyful and thankful heart.
啊，愿这个饼，这个杯。
We may this bread and this cup.
都提醒我们。
Remind us.
主你的恩典。
Of your grace.
啊，是超过我们所想所求的。
Of how it surpasses what we've asked and think about.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
所以请弟兄姐妹，如果你接受洗礼的话，欢迎你们跟我们一起领受这个圣餐。
Brothers and sisters, if you have been baptized, we welcome you to partake this Holy Communion with us.
请我们就站起来 Let's all rise、我们如其时是要纪念我们的主 This duly remembrance of me 好请坐 please be seated
Please be seated
Okay, let's all rise. 请我们都站起来。 我们如此行是为了纪念主耶稣基督。Let's all do this in remembrance of him.
Lord, we thank you for your blood shed for us.
啊，我们一生都没办法用其他可以回报。
We have no way to repay you.
啊，愿我们一生过一个顺服神你的一生。
May we live lives of obedience.
啊，直到见主面的时候。
Until the day we see you again.
祷告是奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
请保持站立。Please remain standing.
Please remain standing.
好，我们一起唱信靠顺服的副歌作为我们的回应诗歌。 Let's sing the chorus of Trust and Obey as the response song. 之后，请蔡长老为我们祝祷。
Let's all remain standing and receive the Lord's blessings. 请我们连日站立，我们即时祝福。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.